Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Come over, please.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thanks.
What's the purpose of your visit?
A pleasure.
Carl!
Have you been to the States before, sir?
Yeah, a few times.
Carl, I'm over here.
And how long will you be staying?
10 days.
King Carl!
Sir, do you know that woman?
Do I have to answer that question?
I'm afraid so, sir.
King Carl! King Carl, I'm over here!
Yes, I know her.
Can you please ask her to remain quiet, sir?
Sure, and if you have any water laying around, I'll just turn it into wine for you, too.
Excuse me, sir?
Nothing. Missy, shh!
It's okay, he's a good guy, Mrs. Home Security Girl.
Missy, please.
Just tell them you know me, Carl.
Oh, I'm sure that's going to help. Will it?
No, sir. Hinder, yes. Help, no.
Done.
I need you to place your four fingers of your right hand on the scanner, sir. Your other right hand, sir. And your thumb, sir. And now your left hand, sir. Your other left hand, sir. Shh. And left thumb, sir. Now I just need to take a photo.
Oh, make sure you set that camera to P.
Oh, is that gun loaded?
Always, sir.
Oh, hurry up, Mrs. Homeland Security Lady.
Enjoy your stay, sir, if you can.
Don't you want to detain me for any particular reason?
Carl, come on!
Nope, you're all clear.
Oh, goody. Thanks.
Woohoo! Carl is in the States. We are going to do so much. We're going to go to the movies, and we're going to do rides, and we're going to eat lots of food and drink lots of beer, and we're going to buy you a fanny pack, and we're going to talk bullocks and say bloody to everyone we meet. We're going to eat bacon, our bacon, and we're going to have so much fun.
Can I borrow your gun, please?
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of Worlds Apart, the show where we talk about the differences and samenesses between two great nations. My name is Missy.
And my name's Carl.
And we are here this week because although we talk about two great nations, actually, Mr. Carl Madden is over standing on the soil at this very moment of my great nation. Isn't that right, Carl?
Well, I am. I'm sitting, though. I'm not standing.
Okay, stand up.
Okay. Now I'm too far away from the microphone.
So, Carl, tell everybody where you are.
I, in case anyone doesn't know, I'm in Florida.
Do you know that I was born in Florida?
I didn't.
The land o' my birth. It is. And I think that this show we're going to kind of focus on your impression of America based on your trip to Florida.
Well, I've only had a few days so far, but I've had some interactions with the American folks, and on the whole, it's very positive, I must say. Mind you,
okay.
My experience did start obviously at security, where I was interviewed by, as they said on Seinfeld, a low talker.
Wait, was it just like this, just kind of mumbling?
Yes.
And did you have to get, so not your typical American.
No, the first one I encountered was a complete shock because he was so quiet. I had to keep saying, pardon? Pardon?
And did you say, I don't understand this because Missy is so flipping loud all the time.
Everything I'd heard was just false. You obviously, it was just, yeah. So he was asking me serious questions and I kept having to go, sorry, pardon. But I thought he's got a gun. He's going to shoot me in a minute.
Sorry, can you write that down for me? I just can't hear. You start using sign language, trying to figure it out. But was it a hassle getting into our country?
No, it wasn't a hassle. It was a bit of, and then one of the questions he did ask, he goes, have you travelled here alone? And I saw my friends just go through on the other counter. Mm-hmm. And I went, no, I'm with them. And I turned and pointed and there was no one there. So not only was I looking like a twat because I was kept saying, pardon, I also started pointing to invisible people. I thought, yeah, I'm getting in.
It is a wonder that they let you in. Did you shave off your beard?
My beard had to go, yes, just in case they looked at my passport photograph and went, who the hell's this guy?
I was wondering about that because I noticed you let it grow out. And then I thought, does one have to be clean shaven when going through customs? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's more wise this day and age to be clean shaven when you go through customs. But.
Do they call it customs or border control?
It said border control everywhere. Oh, I was really? Like, oh, I'm looking at this. All these guys walking up and down in uniforms with sidearms on, thinking, oh, God.
Did they have dogs?
No, I didn't see any dogs. Not this time. Just lots and lots and lots of guns.
Wow. We'll see, but the United States says, you're okay, Carl Madden, and they let you in.
They did.
I put in a good word for you.
Oh, thank you. But they did take my fingerprints. I am now officially fingerprinted. In the US.
You're in some archive somewhere.
I'm a bit scared. And they also took a photograph of me.
So you're 6'7". Do you have big hands? Do you have big fingertips?
Well, yeah. Otherwise, it looked weird. Big fingertips? What do you mean big fingertips?
Well, you know, 6'7". Just thought you might, you know, they might. I don't know. Forget I said anything about that, Carl.
But that's not all. It's all everywhere you go here, they take your fingerprint. I went to Universal, and to get in, you have to put your finger on the finger scanning thing as well, and they take that. If you come back, because I got a 14-day pass. So if you go back, you've got to then put your finger back on it again to make sure you haven't given your pass to someone else.
Oh, well, that's smart. I can see that. Disneyland stamps you. They put a little stamp. So when you exit the park, you just get stamped. I always worry, you know, if you go back to your hotel and you swim, is my stamp going to come off? But no, that's good. It's on there for a while.
They've marked you. Disneyland
That's high tech. That's a high tech system.
What stamp?
You bought a 14-day pass to Universal?
Yep.
Did you ride the mummy ride?
No, you warned me off it.
Oh, good man. That I was hoping that you didn't just try to sneak it in there and just say, you know, Missy's talking bull. I didn't say it. I just didn't say bull. And did it anyway. I mean, I guess you could do it if the queue wasn't long.
Why'd you say it like that? What's wrong with queue? We queue. Britons are national queuers. We have to be.
But see, in the States, you have to say lines. You go stand in line. The line is long. Waited in line, and you queued it. That's so cute. No, I tried to make that work. So I guess you could, if the line's not long, you could just go in there. Just don't wait an hour to do it because you'll be terribly disappointed. But if you don't queue it, then I say do it. If you don't queue it, do it. Oh, look, there's a little universal rhyme for you to remember.
We can turn that into a t-shirt. Missy says, if you can't cue it, if you don't, what is it?
it's probably not worth remembering. It's okay. So what else did you do? Did you do the Jurassic Park ride
We're going back for Jurassic Park and Harry Potter, which is weird for me because I'm going to visit Harry Potter Land in America coming from UK.
When I heard that, Carl, I laughed my head off. Honest to goodness, it's like me going to the UK and touring a McDonald's.
Well, I'm sure you can.
You need to just stand outside Hogwarts and tell them that you're part of the attraction. And if they say, and these little kids, who are you? Just make up a name for yourself.
I'm Hagrid's little brother.
Yes, Hogrid. Just tell him you're Hogrid.
Hogrid.
Do it. Oh, my God. I double dog dare you.
Do you know, a few years ago, several years ago now, I used to have, long hair when I told you I had long hair and I had, a beard and stuff. And I used to be a metaller, so I used to dress in, lots of black and leather jackets and stuff like that. I got taken to see a WWF event, as it was called back then, WWE now. So a wrestling event.
Yes.
Who
did you see?
I don't know. You had all the stars going on back then. But as I was walking in, these little kids were convinced that I was the Undertaker.
And so you should never dispel that myth ever. Well, you know, like in Ghostbusters, when that line, Ray, if someone asks if you're a god, you always say yes. That's what you should do.
Well, I live my life by that rule. Unfortunately, no buggers asked me to question you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so
that's awesome. So I think you could pull this off.
They went. No, it's the Undertaker. It's the Undertaker. And I just looked at them and went,
good for you. Just scare those little kids. You made their day. Start signing autographs. I'm just saying, you should do that. So are you excited about Harry Potter? I don't know what it's called. Harry Potter Land? Harry Potterville? The world of Harry Potter.
I'm intrigued to try out butter beer or something?
Butter beer. I wonder if it's like mead.
Oh, I don't think it's like mead. We're going to have mead at the bash, so.
Don't rub that in, Carl.
Okay.
I watched The Big Show yesterday, and Steve was talking about how he's rolling in or UPSing in mead, and it's in this like what did he say? It was a
canister.
Yeah, but it wasn't like an oak barrel. It was like it's like lined with beeswax or something. Seriously, I probably just totally screwed that up. But it was something exciting. If you listen to The Big Show, you'll hear it. And I'm so jealous. You don't think butterbeer is like that? It's not really beer. Butterbeer's not beer.
No, I doubt if it's got much alcohol in it. If it's in Harry Potter world.
Do you have to be over a certain age? Okay, here's a question that has nothing to do with your trip. But how old – this was a debate going on with a friend of mine. How old does one have to be in England to drink legally?
18.
I thought it was younger than that. No.
That's 18, isn't it? I'm sure it's 18.
It's 21 here.
I know. It could be 60. Is it 60? I always get drinking and smoking confused. One's 16, I think. One's 18. If I'm wrong, I'm going to look like such a –
Well,
Wally.
That's right. It's still younger than here. So I was just going to say you have to be over a certain age to drink the butter beer, but you know those Harry Potter kids weren't. Mm. So that's all I'm saying. They were slamming back those butter beers early in the books.
See, I started at 14. See, this way we can like build up a resistance to alcohol,
an immunity.
Yeah, you guys turn 21, you'll go mad.
Well, speaking of drinking, have you visited any bars or drinking establishments?
Oh, I think I have.
All right. Well, I just want to hear this story again because I can't get enough of it. So you went to, I believe it was a pub.
Yes,
is that what I remember?
It's an Irish pub, literally just across the way. It's called like Devenny's or something. I can't remember what it's called now.
How does it stack up to the English pubs that you know so well?
It is very similar.
Really?
In that, the pub in question has got a bigger selection of beer than my one. In my going
really?
To my local, I've got like the choice of four possible beers, and they're all pretty bleh.
Oh, no, this would have a lot.
But this has got a lot, and it's obviously got, because it's Irish, it's got Guinness on tap and all that. And every single beer is just ice cold. And once you walk out of that sun into that bar, that cool bar, and you order a nice cold beer, there's just nothing like it. And you can order pitchers.
Can you not order pitchers in England?
I think me and my mate, we went into a pub when the World Cup was on, and Foster's were doing a promotion where you can have a pitcher of beer. And as soon as the event was over, they all vanished. I know. So you have like
for
one
true,
pint.
You can't order a pitcher of beer. And if you go during happy hour, it's normally half price.
We don't have happy hours. Most
most
you
pubs.
You
don't have happy hours, Carl? Why
pubs,
are you living there?
Sadly, most
there's
pubs
no
do not
reason.
Have...
I'm sorry. And I know you have family and all, but I mean, this is happy hour and ice cold beer and pitchers.
Oh, no. Well, I've got no one here to sponsor me if I come over to stay.
Oh, my God. You can't do pitchers. And I take it they're not ice cold.
No.
In England.
In fact, we do some beer that's warm.
Oh,
but it's meant to be like that. Bitter.
Warm beer?
Yeah. It's bitter. So owls and bitter. Just room temperature.
I've had warm beer. Wow. So you were digging the pub.
Oh, I was so
you wanted to like
pub.
Put up a little cot in the corner?
And also you sit in and another thing I found. So another thing that always amazes me is as soon as they see you, the bar staff see you finishing your drink, they come to you and say, "Do you want another one?" And
absolutely.
That's it. And then off they go.
Yep.
And they bring it back. And so you can just keep having these beers brought to you relentlessly all night long. And then when you finally get up to go to the toilet, you have absolutely no idea how drunk you are until you take those first few steps. And you think, whoa, hang on.
Do they not bring you your drinks
God,
in
no.
your pub?
You're lucky if you get a smile.
No way.
Where's way? Well, my
That's
local.
Crazy.
I mean, when I go to London, they're normally lovely pubs down in London, but my local will. I mean, sometimes depends who's on. Most of the time, though, they're pretty. Yeah.
Oh no, they'll watch you when it starts to get low. The server will come around and ask if you'd like another one. Mm-hmm. So there's no downtime.
No.
If you're getting good service. I mean, it's in their best interest to sell you beer, right? It's kind mm-hmm. of why they're open. So So they'll bring it around. And so why don't you tell all the good folk, Carl, how many pitchers you and your mate went through?
Well, we started off, we thought we'd just have like a few because, you know, it was nice and cold. And
yes.
We got there pretty early and they were having a karaoke night. And this guy was just singing away. So we were just drinking and... By the end of the night, we'd had nine pitchers of beer. And
how many pints are in a pitcher? Do you know?
I don't know. I think it's two or three. I'm gonna have to pour them out.
Wow, nine. I don't even know. I'm speechless, and that never happens. So, did they put your picture on the wall or anything?
No.
No.
You can tell I was drunk, though, because I did get up to sing karaoke. I was the first person as well, because the guy was up there on his own, knocking him out four or five in a row when he started, and no one was going up. And I used to help my mate out do karaoke, and I know what that feels like. So I said, I'll do one. And I went up, and I done.
Did it.
I did. I went up, and I done The Monkees' Daydream Believer.
Oh, my gosh. And I bet you hit it out of the park.
Well... I have no idea, but I did it anyway.
Do you even remember singing it, or did they tell you later, hey, you know what, Carl, you went up there and sang a monkey song.
Oh, the monkey sung a monkey song.
Oh, I thought I dreamt that.
And that was it. And then once I started, everybody else started going up as well. And of course...
They needed you.
Well, that's it. And of course, I got a comment about my height straight away. Do you play basketball? And I thought, hey, I've never heard this one before.
Oh, that's original. We Yanks. Oh, yeah. Oh, Captain Original right there in that Irish pub.
But I refrained. I refrained from saying, no, we don't do girly netball.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I mean, you probably could have taken him.
I don't know. He was a really chunky bloke, I think.
I'm just saying. Well, gosh, I think that. That now you're here for another week?
Yeah, I'd fly back in a week's time.
So you will be visiting this pub again and again.
Been here two nights, been to it twice.
Well, I'm gonna go yes on that one. And then I think by the time you leave, you're gonna become like a legend in that pub. I am legend. I am Carl, I am legend. People will talk of you. People will talk of May 2012. In the Irish pub where that big bloke from England came over and drank the well dry. What I'm thinking.
The only way they're going to talk about me, if I go and do karaoke again tonight and I strip off while doing karaoke, I think that will...
Well, on record, I would like video if that happens.
I don't... No, I don't think you would. I don't think you would.
Oh my gosh. That okay, karaoke tonight. Boy. So if you guys are anywhere near Carl, you know, in Florida, I suggest you go because it will be a treat and set iPhone to record for me.
Mm.
Thank you.
See, another thing, I'll say what else that led to me discovering as well. So when I finally did go to the toilet.
Yes.
To do nature's business, I noticed something about your toilet stalls over here. They're so open. Like, there's about a foot gap between the floor and the base of the dividing wall thing.
There's a door. There's doors.
Yeah,
well,
but
and
the door comes
there
up to about 6 foot on me. So I'm standing there doing my business. And I could just turn my head and look into the cubicle. Lucky there was no one sitting there.
Because you're so tall.
Yes.
You just look over.
And every single place I've been to, every single like restaurant, every single amusement park, they're mm-hmm. all the same. And I can just, if I'm like so much inclined, which fortunately I'm not, but yeah. I can just look down into these cubicles. And I'm so tempted just to do it one day and go, afternoon.
But it's just because you're tall. We're not used to 6'7".
Yeah, but there's like, why just extend the barrier to the top so no one can look it? And to the bottom for that matter.
Maybe you should do your business on your knees.
I beg your pardon? You do not say, you do not mention getting on your knees in a public toilet.
Why?
Really?
I'm just saying so you wouldn't look over the sides. You could just kneel. This is going somewhere bad, I think. I'm just thinking about it in my head.
You
I don't think
it.
I want
well
to know. Oh, God. This is like that whole tea thing again, isn't it?
No. It's much worse.
Okay, so when you go to the bathroom, just close your eyes.
Yes, look
That's
straight
all
ahead.
You, if it's a crowded bathroom,
look
just...
Straight ahead.
Just boom, 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 out.
Boom, boom, boom.
You're done. But wash your hands and then be done.
Oh, yes. That's something else. The amount of people that don't even bother washing their hands over here. What's that? It might be like tourists, of course, but God.
Is hand washing big in England? Does everybody wash their hands?
Probably not, but you can tell. Actually, my pub, you can tell because the hand dryer is very, very loud. So if someone walks out, if a guy walks out the toilets, why do you call them bathrooms anyway? There's no bath in them. They walk out the toilets.
Mm-hmm.
They walk out the toilets. And if you don't hear that hand dryer going, you know he's a dirty little man.
And here's the thing. Here's my rule for the bathroom is that you go to the bathroom. And I really don't know how your trip to the United States has turned into toilet talk, but it just kind of has. And then you go out and then you go to wash your hands. And then you lift up the little deal to get the water, if it's not one of those automatic ones. And then you wash your hands. And then you kind of have to do the whole, I'm a surgeon going in to operate on someone. Because you use your elbow to, push it off. And then you dry your hands. And so now you're nice and clean. And then you grab a hold of the bathroom door handle that hundreds of people who have not washed their hands have grabbed. Ugh. So I always use my shirt. Grab my shirt and then I pull it open and wrap my foot around it to yank it open. That's just a little trick for you all if you're worried about germs on the door. I'm not a germaphobe though. I mean, that's kind of gross, but I'm not. I think that we all have to have a few germs to keep us healthy.
Indeed. Well, my neurosis, because I'm so tall, I just reach up and I take the furthest tallest point because I figure no one's going to open the door from here. So,
oh, that's smart of you.
That's how I deal with it.
That's how you. Oh gosh, I wonder what the bathrooms are like at Harry Potter Land.
Well, probably just do everything yourself. I've never seen anyone go to the bathroom in the Harry Potter film. So, as far as I know, they don't.
They don't go to the bathrooms in any shows.
And wizards and witches don't poop.
Nobody does. Jason Bourne doesn't. James Bond doesn't. The Avengers don't go to the bathroom. Why don't they show that? They rarely show them eating, and they rarely show them going to the bathroom. I don't think I've seen a movie where someone's a Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber is the only one I can think of where they actually someone's. Or what about Mary?
Well,
those were bathroom shots. That's
how about that Jack Bauer? He goes 24 hours a day, and he never goes once.
I can't get into that show. Sorry, I know there's a whole American show and all, but I tried the first episode and no, can't do it. But they really, to be realistic, come on, we need to show a little bathroom usage. Maybe a shower. They might show them showering, but they'll never say, I've really just got to go to the restroom. That never happens.
Hold the story. Hold the plot. I've just got a tinkle.
Let's keeping it real. Keeping it real. So have you eaten in restaurants? Have you eaten in the pub? Have you gone to restaurants here?
Yes. It's lovely.
It's lovely. Oh, tell me what's lovely about it.
It's so, the meat is so tender and it might be shot full of chemicals. I have no idea, but there's something,
tender.
It's something about it and it's so juicy and succulent and full of flavor. It's just unbelievable. And we went and got frozen the first day we got here because we got here quite late and we were knackered. We just got frozen.
You were what?
Knackered. Really?
Oh, knackered. Whoa. I was like, wow. Okay, that was before the pub. Okay, sorry. Just scared me for a minute. Go
ahead. We were so knackered. So we just got frozen pizza from Walmart and stuck it in the oven. And it was the most tastiest pizza I've had in ages. And
are you serious?
No, I'm serious. We get our stuff from Domino's and Pizza Hut and God knows where else back home.
Uh-huh. Right.
And this stupid little frozen pizza had more taste than anything I've ever had.
That's kind of amazing.
Not really, when you think about it, because our food is mostly horrible back home.
Is it really?
Well, it is compared to, I mean, when I get back home for a few weeks, I'll acclimatise to it again. But I got a whole feeling when I go back, everything's going to be bland.
Oh.
And the beer's going to be warm.
And the sun won't be shining.
What sun?
I mean, it will be shining, but.
We don't get no sun.
See it. Oh, gosh, that makes me feel sad about the whole food thing.
But anyway, I've got 10 more days to enjoy as much of it as I can.
You need to go to, you need to get to some restaurants, Carl.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it might not be your beloved curry, but you need to get to some restaurants. You need to go, like, to a steakhouse, and you need to experience that.
We've got a Red Lobster not far down the road.
Do you have Red Lobster in a...
Nope. None I know of, anyway. Now, my friend was telling me that you can you can pick your own lobster.
You can.
Which
I don't. You do that in a lot of restaurants, a lot of steakhouses here.
I don't want to do that. I don't mind picking my own slab of meat, but I'm not going out and picking the cow.
I don't want to meet anything before I eat it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, no, but Red Lobster, it's good. I mean, it wouldn't be my choice if, like, I was actually there going, okay, I want you to experience this. It wouldn't be Red Lobster. But, because I bet you get really good seafood in England. Hello? Yes? No?
Well, I don't know. My experience of seafood is normally just fish and chips, cod and chips from the local chippy.
Chippy.
Yeah, I knew you was gonna pull that one out. There you go. As soon as I said it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, you've got to go to, like, an Outback Steakhouse. These are chains, but an Outback Steakhouse or a Bocca di Beppo Italian or a Romano's Macaroni Grill. You've got to have those around there.
There's an Olive Garden down the road. Are they any good?
They would be, like, third on my chain list. Okay. Find a Bocca di Beppo. You've got to have one. Do you know what that means?
I ain't got a clue.
Joe's. Beppo is Joseph, or a slang for Joseph, and buca means a hole, because I cook osso buco, which is that beef dish. So basically, it means Joe's hole. And when I heard that, I thought, I'm never eating here again. But hole means, like, his basement, Joe's basement. So Bocca di Beppo is like the basement of Joe.
But he's not a serial killer, is he?
He's what?
Not a serial killer.
No.
You know what they keep in their basement?
It's wonderful. It's fun. And they've got Christmas lights things, and it's a fun atmosphere, and it's very Italian-American, but it's a hoot. They have a Pope room. You can sit in the Pope room. They have a big round table with a bust of the Pope right in the middle, and then you sit around the Pope, and you request the Pope room. Telling you, you got to go family-style dining, and it's so much fun. I would not steer you wrong, Madden. I would not do it.
I shall have a look, see if there's one around.
All right. I mean, you can Olive Garden if you want to, but listen, I'm trying to guide you. I'm kind of like, you're my Padawan.
Padawan. Oh, yeah. Star Wars reference there.
That's right. I'm kind of like an American geisha. Oh, could I say that? A food? Is it geisha? Geisha.
Okay.
I'm a food geisha. So I will lead you in the ways of American eating.
Food consumption. Well, it's just huge portions and very tasty.
They are big portions. But then you have food to take over, to take home. Oh, can I get maybe you wouldn't. But I would. Oh, can I get this to go? And then you have, boom, you've got lunch the next day.
No, I have to consume what's on my plate. I'm not a waster. I know you take it with you, but I don't want to take it with me, because there's always more to have tomorrow.
There is more to have tomorrow. Well, yeah, that's true. I'm still going through the 9 pictures in my head.
They went through me pretty well.
So what is on tap for this weekend? Today is Friday. So what is on tap for this? What exciting things are you doing that we can all think about you doing this weekend?
Well, I don't know about this weekend, but this afternoon, after we've done this show, I'm off to a local mall where I'm going to the Apple store, and I'm going to buy an Apple product and save money.
Oh, you're going to the mall.
Yes. I'm going to treat myself to an an iPod Nano. And it's going to cost about 35 quid less here than it does back home.
Now, why would you get an iPod Nano if you have an iPhone? You have an iPhone, right?
Yeah, yeah. But because I want to start up running again, and I just clip this little thing to me and...
There you go.
Off I go.
And, oh, that's exciting. Mm. Hey, did you eat did you eat a churro at the park?
I'd had a churro.
What do you think of a churro?
I have. It's just, so what is it? It's just like a big long stick of batter, right? Isn't it? And with just sugared coating on it.
Kind of like a funnel. You don't know what a funnel cake is. Do you know what a funnel cake is?
No, not really.
All right, there you go. Yeah, it's like a big long donut that's rolled in cinnamon sugar. Mm. And they're really good at the parks.
It was lovely.
It was lovely. It's a lovely churro.
Lovely.
Oh, so you're going to go to the mall, going to an American mall. That'll be exciting.
And then we got SeaWorld over the weekend as well.
Oh, you're going to this weekend?
Again this weekend.
You're going to sit in the splash zone in Shamu Stadium and get all wet and let Shamu splash you and you can feed the dolphins fish? I wouldn't do it, but people do. And you and they have a ride called the Kraken. It's like a big roller coaster water ride thing. I think they have one. They have one in Orlando. I love. Oh, and then you get to the shark reef where you go and you go through the sharks or something over you. I want to go.
Do you work for them by any chance?
What?
Do you work for them?
No, but
you could sell them, I tell you.
I love SeaWorld. Oh, you're going to have a great time. Wear sunscreen, Carl.
I've already got a redneck. Well, I haven't.
A redneck. Well, you're in the South, but I'm fun.
It's weird because I'm walking around the park and you can just tell I'm a Brit because everyone is tanned and I'm walking around blue.
And you're basically blue.
Me and my friends, because we're just pasty white or blue.
I'm not tan. I'm not a tan American. I don't get tan. Well, I do when I compete in horrible obstacle course runs where I get burned and awful. But other than that, I'm not tan. So I'm not blue, but I'm not tan. So don't feel bad. It's not all us Yanks are tan, Carl.
Hey, will you wait until you come to Britain and you'll see pow, pasty white and blue everywhere. Apart from the ones that spray on orange suntan, of course. They just look like Oompa Loompas.
Pippa.
Oompa Loompa.
Pippa does that. She looks good, though.
Nice.
It must be working for her.
Nice bottom.
So SeaWorld, the mall, you're becoming one of us, Carl.
And I get to drive a really big car as well.
You do? What kind of car are you driving?
I have no idea. It's just some Jeep-looking thing, some SUV-type thing. It's fantastically huge, and it's brilliant. I think I've stopped about 4 traffic lights since the time I've been here.
Is that bad?
Well, no, because they're never red. They're always green.
It's the land of green lights, cold beer, tiny bathroom stalls, huge portions. Trying to think what else. Cheaper Apple products.
And armed security people.
Do you not have armed security people? So when I come to London, are they going to be armed?
At the airport, they're armed, but most of the time, the Bobby on the beat is not armed. He's just got a big truncheon.
Oh, really? Your police officers don't carry guns?
Some do, but they have to be called in.
Oh, my gosh. I'd like to carry a sword, like a pirate.
A sword?
Just every day. I've been thinking about it. I just thought it'd be kind of cool. I probably won't, but I think it'd be kind of cool. It'd be kind of fun. Hey, what you got there? Oh, it's a cutlass.
Let me whip this out.
said the actress to the bishop. Yeah. So, well, Carl, you've got a great weekend planned.
I have. I've got a great week as well planned. I mean, we're not too sure what we're doing each day, but we've got all these things lined up and we're going to hit them on different days.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
If anyone's in doubt about coming to Florida for a bit of fun, it really is fantastic.
I will be in Florida, but I'll miss you. You'll be back.
I know. I think you planned that on purpose.
I really didn't. I didn't. No, I'm very excited. I'm going out June 6th. And it's going to be huge. I'm only going for a week and I'm not going to any amusement parks. I'll be on the beach, baby. Can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
I'll miss you by 10 days.
I know.
10 days.
10 days. I know. I'm sorry. I'm so ashamed.
Oh, dear.
But you'll have a great time and a great week. I can't wait. I mean, next week we're going to have to talk about what you did.
Yes.
This whole week. Because I'm sure there's going to be some crazy pub stories in there.
Well, I hope I can remember them.
Yeah. Does your friend go with you?
Sometimes. He's much more sensible than I am, though.
Oh.
So he doesn't always go. But with me, it's like a massive draw factor.
It's like a moth to a flame, huh?
I get my wings burnt a lot.
I can't stay away. It's like a tractor beam, Star Trek, kind of pulling you in.
It's so beautiful.
It's a the picture. Oh, you start crying. Oh, is this heaven? It's this condensation on the outside of the cold picture.
Oh, stop now.
Oh, and you just kind of that first sip when it just hits the back of your mouth and you just,
you're evil.
And it just... I know. It's kind of creamy and
evil.
It goes down and you just say, oh.
Evil woman.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't drink beer, but I can appreciate it for those who do. I can. Mine would be a big pitcher of margaritas.
Oh, you can appreciate that.
I can appreciate that. So that's what I liken it to.
And do you know what else we can appreciate?
What?
Our wonderful friends at UK2.net.
Yes, we can. We love them.
We do. Because they allow us to come to you in all our mad glory.
Yes, talking about silly nonsense things, and they don't mind, do they, Carl? They let us just ramble on.
We are a bunch of ramblers.
Mm-hmm. But we're not low talkers.
No, that guy was. I hope so I don't get him on the way out again. Well, yeah, I hope so I don't get him on the way out
again. I think they'll just let you go. I don't think there's going to be a problem on the way out. But thank you, UK2.net. Thank you for always being so kind. And for all the listeners out there, you need to go support them because now I'm a Yank, so I can't. But I hear...
Oh, you
I
can? Mean, you can
really?
Still, yeah, they're still global.
No way!
You can still use their services from anywhere on the globe.
Shut up. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
So they don't have to be from the States for me to use them?
No, absolutely not. That's the beauty of the internet.
I am so signing up with them because they have all these codes.
Yes, they have a number of codes which we can give you at the moment. If you just use British Tech first and then enter any of the following afterwards, such as DNS, you'll get free DNS services for up to 2 years. If you use domains, you'll get 20% off your domain registration. So I could register coldsreallydigginflorida.com. If you use VPN, you'll get 50% off your first month of VPN service. And if you use server, you'll get £50 off any gigabit server on any contract length. Online deal only, however that one is. And finally, if you use British Tech VPS, first month free when purchasing entry-level VPS or the same amount equivalent of £8.95 off your purchase price.
That is amazing. I had no idea they were like across the globe.
Actually, yes. See, VPN is great. VPN allows you to pretend you're in another country, one of its purposes that you can use it for. So when I came over here, I plugged in my Apple TV here, and I got Netflix America.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. I mean, sure I did. I'm just playing that up for everybody else because I am your go-to tech girl. So I knew all about the you know, that. VNP thing. So that's awesome. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you, UK2.net. And thank you, Carl. And thank you, all our listeners. As always, if you want to go over to iTunes and leave us a little love, that would be wonderful. We would like that better than a big ice cold pitcher of beer, right, Carl?
Well.
Yes. Don't listen to him. Do it for me. That would be wonderful. Thank you. Well, Carl, you probably have to scurry off now to go to the mall.
Oh, yes. That mall is spelled P-U-B.
And you'll do a lot of it's one-stop shopping right there.
Mm.
That they bring to your
you
table.
You don't buy it, though. You just rent it for a little while.
And that works for you.
It does.
All right. Well, you stay safe and be good. And remember, right side of the road.
That's what I've been doing wrong. That's why they're honking me.
You thought they were just being friendly.
I thought they were being friendly. Damn.
Oh, those Americans, they sure are friendly when you're on the road.
I've had those cops, they've been chasing me with flashy lights, and I just thought they were trying to say hi, but they were waving. Oh, just, oh, wow, that explains so much.
Well, have fun, and remember everything that you do this week, because I want to hear all about it next week.
Okay, I shall share. Yep.
All right, guys, thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful week. Bye.
Cheerio.